It is day two of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord in the Main Street of Marina, where I get the honor of talking to filmmakers, actors, directors, writers, and sometimes all three in one package. I am sitting across from Yorma Taccone and Will Forte. Will, your...
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Your film, Nebraska, screened last night to great acclaim.
Thank you. It was that theater is beautiful, the Paramount Theater.
Yes.
Loved it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They may have given you a bit of a history of it. It was, you know, one of the...
I didn't know any of the history.
It was built during the Roosevelt administration, during the during the New Deal, during the Works Progress administration. One of the big American film theaters, and then it kind of went into disrepair, and it was closed for something like 20 years.
What? Oh, and you got to see this theater.
Oh, yes.
I'll assume we will tonight, right?
No, it's a different theater.
I'm kidding. I didn't think that they would put our MacGruber in there.
Don't disgrace these hallowed halls.
Yeah, you want to get beer stains on the seat.
They restored it about 10 years ago, and it's just gorgeous. So,
wow. Yeah. I can't imagine anybody ever ignoring that theater. It's beautiful.
Yeah, not anymore. No, it's a lovely space. And then transition right into it. You also have a film screening tonight, MacGruber.
Thank you for calling it a film.
Yeah, it's about as different from Nebraska as you can get.
Based on your SNL character, whose name was, I believe, MacGruber.
Yes.
Screening tonight, 9 p.m. at Newcomb Hall Theater, right on the lovely UVA grounds.
Yes.
And MacGruber is his first and last name, right?
That's right.
He doesn't have a last name. It's just MacGruber.
Yes.
And isn't it pronounced MacGruber?
Yes. That's the only way to... Sorry, we were mispronouncing it.
So, and you're the director of MacGruber.
Yes.
And this was a character that you created on SNL.
It was Yorma's original idea, and he kept trying to convince us to do the sketch, and we were... We just didn't think it was a good idea. And then finally he talked. We just wanted to get him to shut up. So we agreed to finally try to figure out a sketch from it. And he and my buddy John Solomon, who's one of our brothers and writing partners, and the three of us just got together and figured out the template for that sketch, and loved doing those so much. And eventually, you just got a chance to turn it into a movie. And could not believe that
I had to hear about the thought process, because the skits on SNL always... And MacGruber was a parody of MacGyver. He was always in these situations where there was a ticking bomb. And he was being far too casual about disarming. And the skit always ended with everybody being blown to smithereens. And then the next week, he was suddenly recomposed and back doing it.
Yes.
So considering that what he's best known for was being blown up every week.
Yeah.
When you sat down to write the film, how do you say, okay, how often do we blow him up in the film, and how do we explain that?
I think we knew from the get-go that it was going to be much different than the sketch. We were just going to take the character, this very flawed character, and build a legitimate action story around him. Because Yorma and I he's younger than I am, but we both grew up just loving those big, bold 80s action movies. And so our really what we wanted to do was to put MacGruber in one of those movies. So we just picked our favorite aspects of those and did our take on them, and we love it. We are very proud of that movie, and it did not do well at the box office, but we don't care.
Has not stopped us from starting to write the second one.
Well, yeah. it was a real catch for the Virginia Film Festival to get MacGruber. and I guess when he found out that we were showing that film, he said, hey, wait a minute, I've got this other film I've worked on called Nebraska. Can I bring that too?
And that makes a lot of sense. That was your thought process. You heard our thought process on Megan MacGruber. And
Virginia has always been clamoring for MacGruber. No, it is so fun for us to come back and see this movie. We have not watched it.
We haven't seen it in a while. So
in three years. So it's, you know, it's a very special movie to us, and this is going to be a really special night. We're excited.
We hope that it's as stupid as we remember it.
Yeah, it's so funny to talk about how proud you are of something and know what a vile, disgusting thing it is. And that's what we're proud of, but yes, we are.
Oh, I'm a parent. I totally understand.
Yeah.
So, Yorma, you're the director of MacGruber. You were also a member of Lonely Island.
Yes. The comedy trio.
Your comedy trio with Andy Samberg and somebody else that nobody else remembers.
Akiva Schaffer.
Akiva Schaffer.
Yeah.
And
he'll definitely hear this.
Yeah. And you have a recurring role on Girls.
Yeah, I did. I'm not sure if I'm coming back. I didn't come back last season, but you never know.
Did you get blown to smithereens?
I didn't, but it was a pretty intense breakup with Allison Williams' character, so I don't know if I'll be coming back. But I loved working on that. Lena Dunham and her cohorts, Jenny Connor, are like some of the most amazing people to work with. So it was great. It was a really great experience.
So I'm speaking with director Yorma Taccone and actor and writer, co-writer Will Forte. Their film MacGruber,
which is really selling it nicely.
It screens at 9 p.m. tonight at Newcomb Hall Theater. So this is your first time at the University of Virginia and the Virginia.
Yes,
film
it
Festival.
Is. It's only my second time in the state of Virginia. I had an ex-girlfriend who was down in Abingdon, and it was beautiful. I was there at a completely different time of the year, though. Yeah. So it's so, oh God, to fly in here and see the changing leaves. It is one of the most stunning images I've seen.
Well, you know, the organizers of the Virginia Film Festival do a lot of work, but one of the best things they did this year was delay the fall. So that when you
that's
came,
what I heard.
Yeah,
heard.
When you came in, yeah. It's still very.
It must have been expensive, but it was worth it.
Absolutely, totally worth it. You know, it got a little warm in October, but we had a nice Halloween. And then I understand today that you actually visited grounds. The grounds, as we discussed.
Yes, I did not go to campus. No, I visited the grounds.
No. If you went to campus, you'd be in Blacksburg.
Yes.
That was that's a local joke. Trust me, this will kill.
How far away is Blacksburg?
People are laughing.
It's about 50 years behind us.
Burn.
Yeah. And then you visited UVA drama students today. So
yes.
So Tina Fey warmed them up for you. A couple of months ago, she came here and she visited UVA and she visited the drama students.
Yeah,
so good warm up act, kind of greasy.
She is about the best warm up act you can do.
But you would just say it's a tough act to follow.
Yeah.
So how was it today?
Oh, it was great. The students were really wonderful, and it was very easy to talk to them. And then Yorma went to a film class.
Kevin Everson. If I'm pronouncing that right, yeah, he's a great guy, and I had a great time talking to those students as well.
And then the two of us got to get together after that and go meet with a couple improv and sketch groups. I remember Amuse-Bouche was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
What were the names?
Le Petit, what was it? It was a French name. I'm already spacing it.
Amuse-Bouche was the
God, I forgot.
And another one. There were two others.
Now I feel so bad because they were all
very,
very nice, nice people.
There's some funny people.
Yeah, yeah.
You both have a background in improv.
I'm sorry?
You both have a background in improv.
No, Will came from Groundlings and did many years in that, and I came from making videos and like my buddies.
But Groundlings is a sketch and improv comedy theater, and I was not. The improv part was not my forte, as we say.
Still got it. This guy still got
it. Thank you. I kind of earned it through the sketches, and then hoped that the goodwill I would build up through sketches was not completely destroyed by my horrible improvs. And I didn't always build up goodwill through my sketches. Sometimes it was just bad will across the border.
I don't think I've ever seen you do improv.
The board, not border. Border. I said border.
I never saw you do Ask Ed or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm especially long form improv. I'm quite bad at.
Yeah. We're talking to Will Forte and Yorma Taccone, actor and director of MacGruber. Screens tonight, 9 p.m. in Newcomb Hall Theater. So tell me about Nebraska and your involvement with that. I know that screened last night as one of our tentpole pictures at the Paramount, and you got to work with
Bruce Dern with June Squibb, Stacy Keach, and Bob Odenkirk. I was saving him for last. Who I never would have thought that I'd get an opportunity to be a part of something like this. You know, it is so fun to be here. To come see MacGruber, because there's MacGruber! Such different different things, mm-hmm. and to get that opportunity to be a part of two things that I'm so proud of, yeah. and that are so completely different. It really makes me realize what a lucky person I am, because I never would have thought anybody would let me make anything after MacGruber.
So you think in a few years, you know, at the second run movie houses, they're going to be showing Nebraska and MacGruber back to back.
Oh, it's an obvious pairing.
I never thought any film festival would have the nerve to do that. I'm very impressed.
No, it's just I'm so excited to be in Nebraska. It's such an honor, and it is something that the script was so beautifully written, mm-hmm. and it was just one of those rare situations where every process, every step of the process, it just got better and better and better, and the finished product was everything I had hoped it would be and more.
I was speaking to a woman last night who went to the screening, and she has family in Nebraska. She goes back there often, and she said it was very culturally authentic, that it really captured, you know, what that part of the country is like and what that lifestyle is like, and it's all black and white.
Yeah.
Was this your, everyone hears about it, it's almost a kind of a chestnut, you know, a comic actor who wants to be taken seriously, so he does a serious film. So how did you approach this, and did you feel like this was your chance to kind of show some of your chops as an actor? And then did you approach it differently than you do comedy?
Well, first of all, I had no desire to go into drama. I just never thought about it. This mm-hmm. this was not a planned journey into drama and trying to get taken seriously as a dramatic actor.
You didn't call up your agent and said, Robin Williams me. I need to be a serious actor.
It just kind of happened. I mean, yeah. I read this script. It's so different than anything I've ever done. I'd be crazy not to want to be a part of this movie. I just never thought that anybody would give me a chance to do it. you know, so it was... I'm so delighted to have been given this opportunity. Yeah. It really was not something I was shooting for. Heck, I didn't know if I'd ever get any kind of job ever again. You know, a comedy movie. It's not like people are breaking down my doors to do those. So it just to have gotten this opportunity was the most unexpected thing of all time. And it was very intimidating going. Mm-hmm. It made me scared because I am an overthinker, and I kept thinking that, oh, God, well, how am I going to do this? Can I do this? I don't have formal acting training. So, once I got in there, Alexander and Bruce were so good about calming me down. And then you just realize, oh, it's still, it's a different type of acting, but it's basically you're just doing the same. You're just trying to find the reality of the situation. And it's a different type of situation. It's a more realistic situation. But, you know, it's just trying to find the truth of the scene, which all seems like, you know, actor mumbo jumbo, but but once Bruce when Bruce Dern tells it to you, it registers.
Absolutely. Sure. So you left SNL, you were there for 8 seasons, as
yes.
I recall. You're missed, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, it's I still watch it every week, but I love it when you make the occasional guest appearance. And you hear to this all the time when politicians leave office to go spend more time with your family. But
yeah.
You actually apparently really did want to spend more time with your family.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a wonderful time at SNL. It mm-hmm. was something I'll never forget. It is the most unique experience, and it was such an honor to be there. That was my dream job. It was what I wanted to do when I started out in comedy. So very few people get a chance to to live out their dreams. And but at the end of it, you just don't know what's going to happen. So I started out as a writer, and I thought, well, I'm going to go back to the West Coast where my family is. It's just time to get back. And if I get any kind of acting jobs, that's fantastic. And if not, I'll just, start writing again, which I love doing also.
Well, so are you writing now?
We're trying to write MacGruber 2, yeah.
that's actually going to be my question. I didn't actually think it was going to be a serious answer. So there is a MacGruber 2 out there in the ether.
It's in our minds, in our two brains, and in John Solomon's brain.
Yeah, we're definitely going to write it. If somebody lets us make it, that's another story.
We're going to make it. We're going to make it happen.
Well, I think when you go back and say, look, MacGruber screened at the Virginia Film Festival.
Yeah. We're going to hope for all Virginia financing.
At 9 o'clock on Friday, Newcomb Hall Theater. come back here and shoot it.
In Virginia? Is there a tax credit?
There's a good Virginia film office. There's a university down the street where we love to blow things up. I think it's a natural fit.
Well, okay. We would love to. I mean, the one thing we're not going to try to we're not going to make it if we do not come up with something that we feel worth making, and we're also not going to do it if somebody comes in and makes us change a bunch of stuff around. We're going to only do it if we're in a situation where we're allowed to do exactly what we want to do, which I know is a tough thing to ask.
Yeah, but it's but what we had gonna, on the first yeah. one, so like we can't take yeah. anything less than that. So.
We're not gonna ask for a ton of money for a budget. We just want a situation where we can be free to be as vile and disgusting.
I think you can feel that from watching the first yeah. one. Like we very clearly had very few notes. Very few notes were given to us.
Yeah. It would be crazy if we were noted into doing what we did.
But will you get Kristen Wiig again? Because she's kind of a big
deal. Oh, absolutely.
Kristen's the most excited about this, out of anybody.
She's very excited about this.
So, Yorma, are you still doing music, still doing digital shorts?
Yeah, we just, as The Lonely Island, we just released our third album in June. It was very exciting.
I did.
The Whack album?
I'm the one who got it, yeah.
Yeah, there it is. It's great to meet the fan. we made that, and we made a bunch of music videos for that, which was really fun. And we're always working on Lonely Island stuff. We definitely want to make films together and potentially some TV stuff, and I've been directing some TV stuff as well.
Yeah, what have you been directing?
Oh, just different episodes of, like, I just did a Parks and Rec and Brooklyn Nine-Nine stuff like that. So there's always other projects, and there's always feature things that are in the works, besides MacGruber, which is our heart, obviously. That's what I would love to do more than anything. But there's always other things you're working on.
So we discussed before we began recording that we all grew up in the East Bay, but slightly different times. So where are you living now? Are you in L.A.?
No, I'm in New York. I live in Brooklyn, and
I'm in Santa Monica, California.
Ah, lovely, very nice. Well, thank you for coming all the way to Virginia via
Nebraska. Thank you for having
Nebraska.
Us. Yeah, yeah.
Look forward.
I wish I could stay longer. This city is so beautiful.
It is.
I really could move here. I'm
That's
not just
exactly
saying
exactly what I thought when I was flying in here too. I was like, oh my god.
You know, it is one of those kinds of cities. I mean, I've been here 20 years. I know very few people who are actually from Virginia or from Charlottesville, other than like my kids. My wife and I came here from New York. It's just one of those kind of towns. You come here maybe by accident like we did, or you went to school here, or you had a girlfriend here, or you just drive through one day and your car breaks down and you look around and you go, oh, wow, there's a lot here.
Yeah.
I work, you talked about being on grounds earlier and getting the tour there. I work on grounds and I walk through the lawn, I walk past the rotunda every day, and I just thank myself. I'm so thankful.
Stunning.
Thank myself.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful that I get to live in an environment like that. So, yes, absolutely. Please do come back. I'm glad you had a good time. You're always welcome here.
Thank you.
And we'd love to see MacGruber 2 premiere.
Premiere
at the Virginia Film Festival.
Ooh. Yeah. We might just be able to
up on that.
All right, Yorma, Will, MacGruber screens tonight. MacGruber screens tonight, 9 p.m., Newcomb Hall Theater in the lovely UVA grounds.
Yeah, hope to see you guys there.
Come on down.